Okay, we're back. Racing season, you know, is ongoing in the great town of Riverhead. And that's where we bring in the fine supervisor. We welcome in Miss Yvette Aguiar. Welcome. Do we have Pete on the phone, too? We might have Pete Scalzo in there. He runs the show.
How are you, Jay?
We got Pete, too, Yvette?
No, I was told that you want him to come on separately. So he'll, I'm sure they're going to set something up.
Listen, it's always great having you solo for a change.
Yeah.
So it's good having you. How you been? All right. I haven't spoke to you in a while. How are things going? I know you have a lot going on in the town.
Yes, a lot. And, you know, it's all for the good. But I just want to take a moment and to reflect on all our heroes and their families of 9/11 and the victims. And, you know, throughout their lives, every day that they live, they relive 9/11. And I hope God, as they grieve, holds their hands and a sad day for everyone, and unfortunately, I was across the street when it happened, and I got dragged into that, and it's not a good day, and it'll be forever in our hearts, and let's not forget, I did go by a couple of memorials yesterday, and there was nothing happening, which shocked me, and I ran out and got a wreath for them, but we'll have to revisit this next year, but I'm here, and Riverhead's doing fine. And as you know, we're just awaiting to see where the money's going for the $10 million regarding the town square. And we already have a master developer, and the most blighted area is being the RXR is building a beautiful building there. And we took down a blighted building. We already took down two on Main Street. We're soon going to take out a third. And things are just happening, and all for the good with a balance. Jay,
I've stated all along, you know, the town, you know, you mentioned you getting rid of those some of those abandoned buildings, which is a great thing right on Main Street. You know, so much happening on the other side as far as 58, and you got a lot of great things going on. You know, I've always said that on Main Street, you know, with the Culinary Center and the theater, you know, the refurbishment of that great theater there. Listen, it won't be too long where Main Street is up and running like it is on the other side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be short, too. It's going to be a matter of a year. It'll start within a year to 2 years. You're going to see it, density, and people are believing in us. Even Barnes & Noble's coming in. That's a Fortune 500 company, right? They're coming in. I was ecstatic when I heard that.
That's great stuff. Now, we brought up the racing season and everything else. We'll get Pete on later on. Give me a little bit of an update as far as what's going on there.
Well, I want to tell you that on Saturday, I don't know if you know, Nicole Mandolia and Tyler Pasquale, they were married at the drag strip. It was a very touching and a very different ceremony, and I give them credit for thinking outside the box and acting outside the box, and I had the honor of officiating the wedding, and I wish them much luck as they join life together. And bride looks beautiful. And Tyler, the groom, was a diehard racer. And when he met the bride, she knew nothing about racing. And now she's turned into a passion drag racer and very well established. And it's a very interesting day.
Great stuff.
And racing. Yeah, our race is going to continue every weekend.
I know. It's
from September 24th to October 2nd. We have 8 more events, and what we had over the weekend, we have what's called Beat the Heat. Are you familiar with that term, Beat the Heat, Jay?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So in essence, races try to beat the police officers in drag racing, and it's usually a community event. And if they win, they win a T-shirt, and they get bragging rights that says, hey, I beat the heat. And everybody wants that.
Hey, listen, well-earned if they can do that. No question. Well-earned. Yvette Aguiar with us, supervisor of the great town of Riverhead. All right, let's go over a couple of things. What's the latest on some of these parking changes and regulations? You know, all trying to free up more space there for a lot of the residents, visitors as well. Anything you could tell us?
Okay, so about 3 years ago, a parking study was completed, and it stated that we had enough parking because most of our parking is behind the building. And at any given time, usually only 57% of the parking is utilized. We, as the stores become, they start gentrifying and people start moving in, everybody wants to move to park in front of a particular store, find a spot, and leave. And that's not the case. It's only, each store only has maybe one, two, or three spots. So we ask people to go behind. And so what we started to, we're going to implement is the time parking. And so you'll have spots where you just want to go in front of the store. If you just want to go for 15 minutes and grab a cup of coffee and come out. And then we're going to do 30 minutes. And then if you're going to be there, you're working or something, you should park further away behind the buildings. And so they put in effect a parking strategy, and a lot of towns are completing the following along the same line. So we're going to see how it works.
Listen, you're going to free up more space, good for the businesses and everything else. Yvette Aguiar, my guest. What is what's the latest now, I guess, regarding, you know, these public proposed regulations outlining marijuana sales and consumption within the town? I know they were discussed a little over a week ago and everything else, but, you know, listen, you're trying to get some guidance from the state, probably not seeing a lot of it, on how to proceed. Where does the town stand on this right now, Yvette?
We had many meetings. There was just lots of public hearings and public forums, engagement, and they came up with the locations of where possibly they're going to sell. We definitely don't want it, you know, near ice cream shops, and we don't want it near our parks, near our children, near our schools, near the hospital. And so they came up with a system, and it was adopted. I'm hoping that it will remain as we adopted it, but there's always that possibility that the state can come and say, hey, listen, concerning marijuana sales, you need to treat it just like alcohol. And that's going to throw everything off. You know that I didn't support marijuana here in Riverhead. Being a law enforcement officer, I saw a lot of the direct effects. And we don't have the tools. You know, people are driving, you know, under the influence. There's only a handful of officers in Suffolk who can detect the use of driving, you know, under the influence of a narcotic. And so we don't have the tools. I'm worried about the children. And however, as a town supervisor, we have to obey the law, of course. And so we're working on it, and unbiased, of course, and just get public input. And this is where we stand. And the state has slowly been giving out and putting out certain regulations, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, listen, I agree with you. You know, listen, the town, others as well, they have enough to do trying to make sure to keep everybody safe, alcohol-related stuff. Now they have to do this. Sometimes the state kind of sees this as a cash register, I think. I've said this all along. And they're not taking into account other factors. So we got a huge problem. Just trying to keep everybody safe and drive the right way. Make sure the roads are safe, you know. So I understand where you're coming from. What's the latest regarding the train station and Railroad Avenue there? I know there's been some discussions and everything else, but, you know, if you can build up that area, that'll go a long way. What do you see there?
Oh, well, we have a building. We should be having a public hearing soon, holding a public hearing soon. A beautiful building, and it's a multi-purpose building, and we're hoping to have like a farmer's market in, below, a conference room of people working now from home, where they can have an office, some place to go. And it's going to be a mixed use. It's affordable housing. So we're hoping to target the young professionals. And then if they need to go into the city, although we have limited service out here, we're hoping that the MTA would increase service out here. So there is some talk of that, and that's going to be gentrified. There's the other proposals that are coming in. It's our most blighted area, and it's been like that for many, many years, and it needs a lot of work, and progress is being made. The master developer was selected. This developer, RXR, is well-known throughout the United States. Everything they touch is fabulous, top-notch. And we're excited to see this finally in that area. And I don't know if you know, Jay, that the two areas, they're only a seven-minute walk from each other. So there will be a connection between Main Street and the TLD once that gets developed.
It'll go a long, long way with the supervisor here talking with us. Vet Aguirre, listen, Epcal, near and dear to me, talked about this for years in my broadcasts early on there, Vet. You know, transferring 1,600 or so developable acres at the park would be huge in trying to speed up a sale, $40 million of land and everything else. What can you tell us the latest at Epcal?
Well, we have to obviously, thanks for mentioning, Jay, we do have progress. I transferred the property to, and the board, we transferred the property to the IDA, and there is a process that they have to take. And from what I understand, they submitted an application, and that's their first step. It has to be accepted, and they have until September 24th. It looks like they're, you know, after 22 years, it looks like there's progress. For closing on this property and bring all the STEM jobs and progress that we need in Riverhead. We're hoping to keep drag racing there, by the way. I reached out to the attorney. I said, he says, okay, for a while. So we need to keep them there. I think this matter will be resolved within a few months. So all we need is a public hearing, a qualified and eligible firm will probably do the review of their finances, and then the board votes on it, hopefully within a couple of months, 2 months, and the town will have $40 million.
Great for the residents, lowering taxes and everything else. That's going to generate a lot for the school, the ambulance, and these fire districts there. So, listen, it's all about lowering the property taxes for the folks over there. Including, you know, you'll increase, I'm sure, personnel regarding the police department as well, right?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. I'm doing the analysis on that. You're familiar with the hospital, what's going on with moving town hall?
I know there's been a proposal on that. Go ahead.
Yes. Again, another 20 years in the making, town hall was classified by the courts as the courthouse as not safe, and then we had to build like a mobile area, and it's just been studies and studies where it was going to go, and finally I signed a letter of understanding and for $20 million. I don't know how often I'm going to be signing a letter off for $20 million of understanding, but this one was good. And we're going to move into the Entenmann campus, which is Peconic Bay Medical Center, their corporate offices on 2nd Street, right 2 blocks away from Main Street. And so we're going to move town hall. The courts are moving to where the present town hall is at the moment, and the police can be able to expand. And we're picking up one of the buildings. We could probably sell that building for, I'm hoping, somewhere about $1 million to $1.1 million. That's in there. There's 4 properties on there. There's a bank. So that brings a tremendous amount of income. We're going to keep that there. And then we have the main campus building, and that's where we're going to join forces. And the building department's going to go in there. We're also going to sell that building. And before you know it, doesn't look like it's going to cost taxpayers anything for many, many years.
Fantastic. A couple of minutes remain with the supervisor, Riverhead Vet Aguirre. What's the latest? I was thinking about this yesterday, knowing you were coming on. You know, there's been a lot made regarding the residents in Manaville. I forgot how many homes you're dealing with there. But I'm talking about these high contamination levels of these chemicals in the private water wells over there. I know the town was awarded a lot of money earlier in the year, you know, to kind of connect the folks to public water. Where are we at right now as far as Suffolk County Water Authority bringing, you know, clean drinking water to those folks?
Okay, so there's 64 homes. Again, a problem of over 20 years in the making. There was nearby, there was fire, a training foam used and contaminated some of the water. So as soon as I got into office in 2020, I started to complete a map and plan to see what it would cost to hook up those homes and see if we can start to get funding for them. And so it started a whole flurry of everybody coming out, water, which rightfully so. And we finally, last week, reached a resolution with the Suffolk County Water Authority. Well, we received in funding $3.5 million. Last week also, we submitted 5 applications to different levels of government for further money. And we reached an understanding with the Suffolk County Water Authority that regardless of where the funding comes in, we will give them what we have, and they can start hooking up the residents. And this is big, where you have 2 entities working together, and I'm just waiting to sign the letter of understanding with them. But we have agreed publicly, and they're going to move forward, and we're going to give them what we have now. I've been secured another I have secured another $2 million, but I was told to keep it quiet until it gets voted on. So I'm not going to say where it's coming from. So that's where we're finally going to get that done.
Well needed, Madeira. Good stuff. You got a lot of things going on. You got a good handle on things there. Good to see. Keep up the great work, and we'll check in with you from time to time.
Okay.
What do you say?
Absolutely, Jay. You be safe, and you call me anytime.
You got it. Vet Aguiar, supervisor of the great town of Riverhead. That's a town near and dear to me, folks.